The members of the group have spent their time in the U.S. working with American non-governmental organizations, local governments, and major businesses, learning about the best practices in their respective fields. The program is aimed at fostering character-driven leadership and is run by the McCain Institute for International Leadership, named after the family of U.S. Senator John McCain.
We need to do everything we can to have the next generation of leaders best prepared in the turmoil that will be with us for some time.
Though it's based in Washington, the McCain Institute is part of Arizona State University in the senator's home state. Senior advisor Ben Freakley says the Institute will continue to support the graduates in their home countries.
It's the McCain Institute's job to draw attention to the work that they're doing in their home countries. If they need resources of subject matter expertise of research by reaching back into Arizona State University, it's our job to support them to be successful.
The graduates have various goals in mind as they return home. Soraya Aziz Suleimani, who works for a mining company in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, would like to improve the mining industry's social support for local communities.
So as I go back, I'm trying to implement that as I work with North American mining companies. It gave me exposure, but it also gave me a huge network to people working in various institutions that can actually make a positive impact in my country.
Zahir Abbas is a civil society activist from Pakistan's conflict-torn tribal areas. He wants to reduce violence in the region by offering programs to Pakistani men and boys to encourage changes in their perceptions of masculine behavior.
I'm trying to make men to be peacemakers, targeting their masculine perceptions, and also trying to make them better human beings, to be helpful and supportive of women empowerment efforts at the same time.
Executive Director Kurt Volker says the eventual goal is to create a global network of people committed to democratic values and leadership.
We're looking for people who are going to, in their own societies, advance those kind of values to bring about better lives for the people in those countries and a better world environment for all of us to live in.
This year's graduates have now returned to their home countries. The McCain Institute hopes to double the number of program participants next year. Iyame Urmishrili, VOA News, Washington.